Okay, let's get started with Malachim Beis Perek Dalet, a tremendous perek, a perek that has a ton to talk about. Let's see what we could squeeze in. This is the Haftarah for Parshas Vayera, being that it is a promise that Elisha makes to a woman to have a child, which parallels the story in the beginning of Vayera when the Malach comes to tell Sarah and Abraham that they will have a child as well. So there are really three nisim that take place in this perek. The nis of number one, Elisha coming to a woman who will see who the woman is, who is starving and doesn't have any money, and he says, well, if you take some oil, the little oil that you have, and you start filling, it won't stop filling, and it filled and filled and filled until she had enough oil to feed her family, to sell, and to use, and she won't starve. Number one, that's the first story. The second story, Elisha comes to Shunem, and the famous story of the Isha HaShunamis, and Elisha, and she does achrasas archim to him very often. She even builds him a separate apartment. And finally, Elisha wants to do something back for her. So suggestion is made by Gehazi, his servant. Why don't you give her a child? So he says, first, do you want me to talk to you talk to the king on behalf of you or to the officers? She says, no, I'm okay. What can I do? So he promises her a child. So she gets a child. Later the child grows up. The child is out in the field and the child says, my head. The child goes back into his mother and the child dies. The woman is distraught. Obviously she closes the door behind the child and she goes to Elisha to ask him what's happening. She goes all the way to the Elisha, and she says, well, he says, everything okay? She says, shalom. But he sees on her face that not everything is okay. So she goes, first he sends Gehazi back with his staff to try to do Tchias HaMesim. That did not work. So he has to go himself. He goes into the room privately, and he davens, and he puts his body on him, peh, exactly what Eliyahu Navi did as well. And he resuscitates the child and does Tchias HaMesim, and he leaves. Part two. And then part three of this parak, the third nace that Elisha does, Elisha comes to Gilgal, and there's a tremendous famine there. There are thousands of prophets that have nothing to eat. He says, put some food on the fire. They put a pot. Somebody brings vegetables to put on the pot, and they ended up being poisoned. And as they start eating it, they're like, poison, poison. He says, quickly, put everything back in the pot. He says, add some flour. They add some flour, and all of a sudden, the food becomes edible and healthy, and again, a nasis occurs when he saves the day to help people to have food and even have leftovers. So this is three different stories about Elisha here relating to his nisim that he performed on behalf of other Jews. Ask Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, and we've quoted from Rabbi Yaakov's Sefer Anavi that came out pretty recently, Tafshin Ayin Hay, and it's worth it to buy the Sefer just for today's parak. Just today's parak, some unbelievable thoughts that Rabbi Yaakov has about this parak. And the first point he has right at the beginning of the parak is, what is this parak teaching me? Right, we know Navi always is there to teach to give lessons to Klal Yisrael, the word Niv Svatayim. These are three personal miracles that Elisha performs. So what's the purpose? Yirmiyahu HaNavi wrote Sefer Malachim. What was his purpose with writing these events? So he has three ideas. Number one, he explains, V'hanira li, d'nevuos elu efshar shehutzrechu l'doros, kishayavo Eliyahu levasar adasa geula. When Eliyahu HaNavi comes, Eddie's Bavasar the Geula. We know that the Rambam writes, in order for a Navi to be Muchzak a Navi, he has to follow the Torah and bring people close to the Torah, and part of it is performing Ososum Ofsim. So maybe these are the Ososum Ofsim L'Kayim Nevuaso, or the Mofsim of Elisha. These are parallel to the Mofsim that Eliyahu did. They're very similar. There's Chias HaMesim, and there's the, and as we know, it was he has the Ruach from Eliyahu Navi, Pishtayim Beruchacha. The Mofsim themselves, the Karakemach, is similar to the Tzapeches Shemen, and the Isha, the Ben Atzarfis, the Ben Ashunamis, the two miracles are parallel to each other. So the miracles of Elisha really are an extension of the miracles of Eliyahu. So these are all paving the way to be the Osos and the Mofsim for Klal Yisrael when Mashiach comes. Number one. Number two, he gives another little pshat, not for us now, but then he gives a third pshat. V'od yesh lomar. Sha'arichus besipori ha-mofsim shel Elisha, ba'al ha-lameid hashkafa yesodis, shemutter b'lesbrero lishtamish b'kochos al-tiviyim, b'molchama al-ha-emuna. When it comes to battling emuna, so if one has the power, one lives in the times of the Nevi'im, they could use supernatural events in order to instill emunah. During the time of Elio and Elisha, Rabbi Yaakov describes they were terrible Nevi'ei Habal. They were doing all types of magic, all types of kishuf, and they were leading people astray. So Elisha had to do these miracles in order to keep people strong, to show people that, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the real. B'chala mopshim shal Elisha v'amusuparim kam, Paul Yeshua's al-tiviyim la'anash v'is mitzukasam. And they were not only miracles, but they were miracles to help people. They were miracles to bring salvation, which is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was all about. And then he has an amazing ha'ara. He says, and don't be bothered about what the Chai Adam says. The Chai Adam writes in the beginning of his Sefer, about emunah, that miracles and osos and mofsim, that is not the basis for emunah. That is not the basis. Says Rabbi Yaakov, he doesn't really mean it's not the basis. He means it's not the only basis. Meaning just a miracle doesn't prove who you are. But you can't say that it's not a basis at all. It does play a role. Says Rabbi Yaakov, why does the Chai Adam say it in such a strong form? He says, Shachai Adam Hayamei Rowei Pnei Agra. We know the Chai Adam was very close to the Gra. He was his Bechutin. The Chai Adam's son married the Gra's granddaughter. Vahaya Beina Misnagdim Lechasidus. He was very anti. That's why he wanted, he knew there were many cases of mofsim performed by rebbes, and therefore he was very against that, following in the Gra's path, and therefore he had to write strongly against that. Ulam b'Torah, but he says, if you look in the Torah, if you kiyakum b'nir b'chanavi, if you look in the Nevi'im, if you look throughout, so it's the Chai Adam is correct. She'ef shar lifnos emuna ach v'rak al ma'isa nisim, ki gam efshar lasos osos ayde kishuf, but it plays a role, and he says, me'rov his snagdu shalo, tzimtzim es ha'emuna l'misores bovad, obviously, have to be filled with Torah and Emuna. That's not the pure point, but this is the message why the Chai Adam says that. He even quotes in the footnote a story of someone who was masmider of Chaim Yivalazhin, he went off, nitfasti lakat, it doesn't say which group he went to, and one time he met Rav Chaim Yivalazhin, and Rav Chaim Yivalazhin says, you know, why haven't you been in yeshiva? He says, well, you don't really do mofsim, and the mofsim really do it for me. So Rav Chaim Yivalazhin says, really? You look in my house right now. My son is falling off a chair, he's hurting his head, go right now. You can see it. And he goes, and mamash, they work out the times, and exactly when he was talking, that's when he hurt his head. So that's when he says, this person who was Vasim Rechai Velazhin, I came back to Velazhin because of that. But either way, back to our main issue, and that is here in Perek Dalet, why are these Mofsim and Nisim recorded? Because this is, says Rav Yaakov, either it's a Hemshech of Elio's Mofsim, or it's to help form the basis of our Emunah at that time, because there was so much sheker happening in the land, so we needed Emunah as well. So here we go, beginning of the parak. V'isha achas b'nishe b'nei Hanaviyim. There was a woman, the wife of one of the b'nei Hanaviyim. Who was that? Rashi, Chazal, quote, this was the wife of Ovadia Hanavi. Ovadia Hanavi, who, as we know, fought against Achav, or he worked with Achav, but he protected 100 Nevi'im in the cave. Remember, we learned about that. And he supported them. But what happens? He borrowed money from Achav and from Yehoram. Remember, from Yehoram, the son of Achav. And Yehoram only gave it to him with interest. And at this time, it was time for him to pay back. And Ovadia had died. The Yehoram, the king, the son of Achav, came to the wife of Ovadia and says, you have to pay up. So this woman comes to Elisha and says, Avdecha ishi meis, your servant, my husband died. Ovadia v'atayadata ki avdecha yirei es Hashem. As he is described earlier, he was a yirei Hashem. V'hanoshe balakachas eshnei yaladai lola avadim. And the noshe, Yehoram, is coming to take the two children. He's coming to take my boys away. It's terrible, says the Malbim. What she saw, the focus and of her complaint, she says, we know the Gemara tells us that the daughter of Rabbi Nechunya, Efshar Dover Shenizhar Bo Oso Tzadik Yikasho Bozaro, Dafka, what he was Nizhar in, the Tzadik's got, right, he dug wells, his wife, his daughter fell into the well, can't be. Ki agam shalafamim midas adin pogea betzadik. Yes, sometimes midas adin comes. Lo yezeh besibas mitzvah shaya osik batamid. Lahatza lekuchos lamavis. Right? You can't do that. It can't be that dafka the thing he was osik in. So here he was supporting so many Nevi'im and bringing them closer to Hashem, so now he's going to take my sons and bring them further away from Hashem? It can't be that that's going to happen. If you look in the Avos Yonasan, Yonasan Ibishitz on Haftorah, he says also, the pasuk here says, Yarei es Hashem, Yudke Vavke. He says there are two types of Yira. There's Yiras Elokim, Midas Adin, and Yiras Hashem, Yudke Vavke, which is the higher level. The higher level of Yira, and that's what my husband was. That's what my husband was. So what's going to happen? You know, I need your help. Again, there's other points on here as well. There's a discussion in the Achronim. Why was Yehoram Zoche to take the boys? What does that have to do with money? What does it do with money? So the Musar Nevi'im says maybe it's just Din Melech. Din Melech can do whatever he wants. But the Ar Sameach writes in Hilchas Nachlas, he says it's the Din of Ben Noach. Ben Noach, the goof is the goof is Meshubit to loans. And he proves it from sugyas, and therefore he would be able to take them at that point. One other horror that we showed him discuss, how is she or Ovadia able to take with interest? Right, it's Aser. So the halacha is pikuach nefesh. Tosfos and Avodah Zarah says pikuach nefesh, and this is what the Shulchan Aruch says as well. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Samach Hilchas Ribis. The Shulchan Aruch says that one is allowed to take money with interest, if it is pikuach nefesh. We read you the Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Samach Sif Chaf Beis, Mutter Lalavos Beribis Mepnei Pikuach Nefesh. Where do you see that from? Says the Taz, V'raya Mimasha Matzinu Be'ovadya, Shelova Me'Yehoram Benacha Beribis. Got to know Tanakh in order to know Shulchan Aruch. V'tzarech Lomar. And the Taz says, it must be there was nobody to borrow from without interest. So that's why he's allowed to. But then the Taz says, there are some people that say that Shas Pikuach Nefesh, a Malva can lend with interest. Says the Taz, who says that? When is that ever going to come up? He says, "V'lo ka'osan shetoim b'davar, v'omrim shegam l'malva yish heter." Chalila lo markein. When do you ever have that? Right, a malva cannot lend. This is talking about the lovep can do it because there is no choice. Good. Let's continue. So says the Gemara, "Yomer le Elisha, ma'aseh, what am I? Should I do for you? Hagidali ma'yesh lach b'bayis. Tell me what is in your house." What happened? V'tomer ein l'shev chaschal kol b'bayis ki masuch shemen. All I have is a little flask of oil. V'yomer l'chi shalilach. So he says, okay, go borrow kalim, take kalim from all of your neighbors, from everybody, because you are going to start pouring the oil and it's not going to stop. Why did Elisha ask, what do you have in the house? So the Zohar tells us that bracha is only chal on something and not, it cannot be chal on nothing. You need something to start the bracha to be chal on. The language of the Zohar, Uberchan dileela lo mishtachi elabama de isbe mashasha. Mamasha. Velav ihu reikne. You know that from? Eishes Ovadia. Tomer l'Elisha, gidi li mayesh lach babayis. Ta birchan di'ila lo sharyan apsara reikna. Can't be on something empty. And that is why he had to have something there in order for the bracha to be chalon. Where do we know this from? We know this, interestingly, two of the great mefarshim on Shulchan Aruch, the Nosei Kelim, quote this in two totally different contexts. The Magen Avraham quotes this in Aruch Chaim, in Simen Kuf Pei. Simen Kuf Pei, the Shulchan Aruch says that when you bench, you shouldn't take the breadcrumbs off of the table till after benching. Ein lo hasir hamapa v'alechem ad acher berchas hamazon. Why? Says the Magen Avraham. Da bracha ein ashora el davar reik el kasheisham davar ke'inyin Elisha v'shunamis. Right here, quoted on Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Pei in Aruch Chaim. Where else is this quoted? The other probably more well known. That is the first Taz in Hilchos Chanukah. The first Taz. The Taz there quotes the Beis Yosef's famous kasha about why Chanukah is 8 days long and not 7 days long. Says the Taz v'linir l'tarets d'lamafreya anuroim shagam b'layla rishona hayanes. Why? You say, oh, it was only an ace the first 7 days. The first day there was enough? No. You know even the first night must have been an ace. Why? D'matzinu b'sefer ha-Zohar. He quotes the Zohar. Al pasik ma'yesh lechi b'abayis. He quotes the Zohar in our pasik. What do you have in your house? She'em hu yisparach osenes litein bracha el b'mash yish kvar ba'olam. V'yafilu hu davar mu'at. Az hu yisparach nosein bracha laharbos ha-ma'at. Mash'enkin b'davar reikon ein shayach bo bracha. La'asos b'riya chadasha. And therefore, says the Taz, if the entire oil had burned the first night, there'd be nothing left, then there would be nothing for the bracha to be chal on the next night. The oil wouldn't be able to continue. It must be that not all of it burned the first night. Some of it was left over, so even the first night was a nes. Elavad d'gam b'layla harishon nishtayer mimasha hayaroi la umimeno nishtayer v'yal oso hashir ba habracha shenasa sham nes laharboso so. V'yavkei re'inu shagam b'layla harishona naase nes. Beautiful, that's the Taz. Relating to the Zohar here. So the Zohar on our Pasuk, you have the Magen Avram in one context and the Taz in another context. So what happens? He says, Baro Kalim and Kalim Rekim Al Tamiti don't have so little. Uvas Visagart Hadeles Ba'adech Uva'ad Banayach. And then close the door behind you and your children. Why close the door? Rashi says, Kvod Anesu Lavo Bahatsne. The Kvod Anes is for it to be in private. Privatize the Nes. That's Rashi. Ask the Mishpat Zohar, but what do you mean? What about the concept of Persume Nisa? Persume Nisa, you want to publicize the Nes. So beautiful, two answers. Number one is, no, maybe the point is, there's a chilek when the Nes is being done, and after the Nes to give a hakar to Tofer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. While the Nes is occurring, private. Hashem doesn't want to do the Nes maybe in public. But afterwards, Lofarsem, Lohodia, Lohodos, so that's, says the Mishpat Zohar, maybe one difference. Another difference also, based on Malbim, it seems to be going in this direction, and that is, we find, we mentioned this in other contexts, that the Midas Adin also is Makatre, and saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they don't deserve this, they don't deserve this. So maybe the Nes is there in private, so that the Midas Adin, so to speak, doesn't have enough power, and the Nes can occur. So, Uvas V'Sagar Tadeles Badech V'Abanayach V'Yatzak Tal Kol HaKelem Eile V'Hamalei Tasi'i. And then the full one move. The Radak says, what does that mean? When she is pouring the oil, she shouldn't line up all the empty kalim and then go from one to another. No. The pourer stays where it is. And you just move the kalim underneath one after another. One after another. Don't move the nace, because then it might stop. Vatelech meito. So that's what happens. Vatiskor adeles ba'adov ad-banel. She goes in, she starts pouring, and it doesn't stop. Unbelievable. Vayikim los ha-kelim. Vatomer el-beno ha-gisha. Eli od kli. Bring me more kalim. He says, ain't no kli. There's no more kalim. Vayamod ha-shamim. And the oil stops pouring. Vatomer vatageh le-isha al-okim. She goes to the isha al-okim, which the Mefarshim explain. This is a tremendous mussar. Many times, we go to a tzadik, we go to a rebbe for a bracha. We go to somebody for help when there's saris. And then, baruch Hashem, there's a yeshua, it works out. Do we ever go back to the Rebbe? We ever go back to the Mevarech and say, thank you, it worked out? Often we just go when we're with Saris, but we forget she went back. She went back to the Ish Elokim. Vayomer, and then she wanted to know what to do. What should I do with the oil? Lechi mechriyas Hashemen. Go sell the oil, v'shalmiyas nasheich. Go sell the oil and pay up your debts. Why'd she have to ask? So the Radak says, because it wasn't really, even for that, the Ralbag says that it wasn't really hers. Right, it was his, so she couldn't do anything with it. She had to ask. The Radak, though, quotes a Tosefta that really her question was, do I have to take maestros from this oil? Is it considered oil from oil, like oil grows on with from olives, or not? What do I do? Says the time of the cross, Rav Chaim Kanievsky in his Sefer, what was this, Nekudas HaSafek? Did this oil come from the oil that was there, or is this oil min HaShemayim? It's not gedulei karka. And Elisha says, you don't have to be ma'aser. The sof sof lo yonak me'akarka. Right. Either way, it was not yonak from karka. It did not get a nourishment from the karka, and therefore it would be yours. So you could just go sell it, and you and your children could keep the rest. That is all story number one here in Malachim Beis, Perek Daled. Why that's the also part of the Haftarah for Vayera is a good question. The Mefarshim try to figure it out, because really the parallel is the story coming up. Vayi Ayom, Vayavar Elisha El Shunem. What happened? It was the day. Elisha comes to Shunem. What day? The Zohar says, Rosh Hashanah. It was Rosh Hashanah. Visham Isha Gdola. There was a woman, Isha Gdola. Who was this woman? Different days in the Chazal. Some say it was the sister of Avishag, who it's very strange, 100 years passed. Maybe it just means the same family as Avishag. Right, Rabbi Yaakov says, it's Lav Dafka, the same mother. Visham Isha Gdola, Vatachsek Balachol Lachem. And she took hold of him, meaning she always supported him to give him Lachem. Right, the Taz quotes this also. Taz quotes this about eating on Rosh Hashanah. There's a machlokas gaonim, whether one should fast on Rosh Hashanah or one should eat on Rosh Hashanah. So we paskin, one should eat sudas yantif, but not overeat, not too much. Right, eat eat with a more limitation than a regular Shabbos and yantif. The Taz quotes this there in Taf Kuf Tzadi Zayin again as a raya to eating on Rosh Hashanah. The Magen Avram says, we paskin this way, that there is an echo lemaisa of that halacha of fasting. We paskin that you have to eat. But what happens if you forget Yalav Yavo and benching on Rosh Hashanah? We paskin you don't repeat. Even though you have to repeat on yantif, because usually the rule is, if there's a chiyuv to wash, you have to bench if you forget Yalav Yavo or Ritzeh. But Rosh Hashanah, because there are ga'onim that say it's a mitzvah to fast, so that's why we wouldn't repeat b'di'evet. So either way, this is a woman who did Achnasas Archim for Elisha. Vimidei Avro Yasur Shama Lecha Lachem. But Tomer Elisha, Hinina Yadati Ki Yesha Lakim Kadoshu, I know, I realize you are a holy man. The Gemara in Brachas discusses how'd she know? Maybe there were no flies near her, near him always. Maybe there was his bed was always clean. Over Aleinu Tamid. She says this to her husband. Nasana Aliyas Yerktana, let's build him an apartment. Vanasimlo Sham Mita Vishokhan Vikise Menorah. You know, let's build him a privacy, right? Tremendous Hachnas as Archim, not just giving him food, but building him a separate wing. Vahaya Bavoy Linya Sir Shama, and whenever he comes, he'll be able to stay there. The Gemara Brachas says that if you ever Mahana Tamil Chacham, you should be Mahana like Elisha, and if you're a Talmud Chacham, you could be Nehane like Elisha. The Mishnah Zazov quotes some Achronim that Elisha was giving her kavod by always going to her house. He was a public Isha Lokim. Vayihi Ayom Vayavo Shama, one day she came. Vayasar El Aliyah Vayishkav Shama, and he goes to sleep. Vayom El Gechzi Naro, Karala Shunamis Azos, please call the woman. He comes. And he says, you've done so much for me. Hayesh L'daber Lach El HaMelech, or El Sarat Tzava. Could I talk to the melech for you? So I talked to the Tzar Tzavah. He obviously had connections. And she says, no, the famous words, B'toch Ami Anochi Yoshaves. I'm amongst my people. What does that mean? Pashas, it means I'm okay. I'm living in my little community here. I have no needs. But the Zohar says, another Zohar, that this was Rosh Hashanah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was judging, and that's what he was alluding to. Should I talk to the king? Should I talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for you? She says, I want the schuyas of the tzibur. B'toch ha'mi anochi yosheves. Lo bina lemevi rishimai li la. Elo le'ala rishai bein sagiyin. Amongst everyone else. V'lo afka michlala dilhon. Don't take me out from them. V'kach bo'i le labarnash l'schalala b'chla de sagiyin. We should always try to have the koach ha'tzibur. So much to say about the koach ha'tzibur. Right? They say Rabbi Chana never took an aliyah on the Yom Naram. The Mishnah Berurah says you should get one sometime on the Yom Naram. He says he didn't want his name called out. He wanted B'toch Ami Anocho Yoshaves based on this Zohar. Vayomer Mala Asosla. So Elisha wonders, what should he do? And Gehazi says, what about a child? So he says, fine. He comes to, she is brought to him, and he says to her, Lamoed Hazeko Eis Chaya At Chovek Es Bein. And next year at this time, you will hold a child. That's the parallel Lashon by Sarah, right? Some say that the child was Chabakuk from this Lashon of Chovekes. But Tomer Aladuni Yisholakim, she says, are you sure? And he says, yes, she has a child, Baruch Hashem. The child grows up. Ahia Yom, one day he was out with the Kotrim, out in the sun. And he says to his father, Roshi, Roshi, my head, my head. Vayomer Alanar, he says, go back to your mother. Maybe he thinks that it was in the mother's chus that he came. And therefore, go back to the mother. He goes back to his mother. The mother holds him until Vayamos, and he dies. Vatalva tishkaveo pasachav beis. She lies him down in the room, and she calls to her husband. Vayomer shilchan eliyechem and arim. Send me one of the arim, one of the asonos. I have to go to the ishalokim. Vayomer, and the husband says, a pasuk that the Gemara darshens, Madua ato leches elav hayom, lo chodesh lo Shabbos. Why are you going to the Yishalokim today? It's not Rosh Chodesh, it's not Shabbos. She says, Shalom. Shalom, I'm going. The Gemara darshens from here in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tes Zayin, Sukkah Daf Chav Zayin, that there's a chiyuv to go see your Rebbe on Yontif. Because here he says, it's not Yontif today. So mashma, that if it was Yontif, it would be understandable. The obvious question that is brought by all the Achronim on those Gemaras are, the Pasuk doesn't say Yontif. The Pasuk says Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. Why are you going today? It's not Rosh Chodesh, it's not Shabbos. Right, so what does that have to do with Yontif? So there's a big discussion. The Maritz Chai is there. on that Gemara discusses this, and he says, well, maybe according to Rashi, there's a one line in Rashi, in Rosh Hashanah Lamed Gimel, that if a woman does a mitzvah, that she's not mitzuvah, and it's Bal Tosif, that's what he was saying to her. Lo Chodesh Lo Shabbos, on Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, you're allowed to go, because there's no Chiyav for the men, so you could go, there's no Bal Tosif. On Yantif, the Gemara is darshaning, there's a Chiyav for the man to go, and that's why he didn't say Yantif, because a woman wouldn't be able to go because of Baal Tosif. We don't usually assume that way, so there are other creative answers by the Achronim there in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes Zayin. The Pnei Yoshua there discusses what this is about. He says, really, on a conceptual level, we should have to go be with our Rebbe every day of our life. Every second. But it's just, we have malacha to do. So if we have malacha to do that, that's poter. But women have no obligation, have a minhag of a bitul malacha on Rosh Chodesh and on Shabbos. And that's why dafka, those are the days that are mentioned in the pasuk. There's a big discussion bizman hazeh, that halacha of chayav lahakmo pnei rabo beregel. The Rabbi Yehuda has a well-known shuva, Simin Sadi Dalet, where he says there's no chiyav bizman hazeh. There's no chiyav bizman hazeh. We don't have a base of Migdash. Right, so he says, only when you're going to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you also have a chiyuv to go to your Rebbe, but not bizman hazeh. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetzi, interestingly, on his commentary here, he says exactly the opposite. When we had a Beis HaMikdash, we didn't have to go to our Rebbe, because we all went to Yerushalayim. But only when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, that's when there's a chiyuv. It's a chiyuv to go, bizman hazeh. And he quotes that in Rabbi Yehuda and discusses it. Okay, there's more there, but we'll continue. So what happens? She gets her donkey ready, she goes, she says to her nar, don't stop, go straight, straight, straight. Fine, she goes, and they see from afar, Elisha sees from afar, he sends Gehazi out, go see what the Shunamis wants, go see what the woman wants. He runs to her and says, Hashalom lach, Hashalom li sheikh, everything okay? She says, Shalom. She does not want to say the words that there is something wrong, because that already would give it, according to Chazal, give it a more mamashes. She doesn't want to say anything wrong. So what happens? She comes to Ishalokim, she grabs Elisha's feet, Vayigash Gehazi lahadafa. Chazal Darshan, not only did Gehazi push her away, he pushed her away in a very lewd and disgusting way. This is already the beginnings of seeing that Gehazi is not following in Elisha's footsteps. Vayomer Ishalakim Arpeilo, leave her alone, Kinafsha Marlo, she's bitter, and she wants to talk to me. So, Vatomer Hasha'alti Ben, did I ask you for a son? I didn't ask you, and this is what you did for me. Without saying another word, he says to Gehazi, take my mishenes and go. Ki lo timsa ishlo tefarchenu, v'rech ishlo tanenu. That basically means, don't pass go, don't collect 500, go straight and put the mishenes on the nar, basically alluding to him to go do tchias amesim. So, the aim on nar says, no, I want you to go. She's had enough of Gehazi. The Gehazi of Arlefneim, Gehazi goes up ahead, and he takes the mishenes and puts it on the child, and it does not work. Lo hekitz hana'ar. Loi Kitsanar, the Tamei Dekra quote, the Rav Chaim Gadievsky quotes a Paneach Raza from the Bali Atosvos, that on the way he saw a dog, he wanted to try it out, so he put the stick on the dog, and the dog came back alive. So the Tchias HaMesim power of it was already used up, he joked around with it. The Yerushalmi, though, in Sanhedrin, has a little more, a little stronger approach. Yerushalmi Sanhedrin says that Gehazi did not believe in Tchias HaMesim. And whenever he was walking, and people asked him, where are you going? He said, oh yeah, I'm going to do Tchias HaMesim, like joking around with it. He doesn't believe in it, he's not going to get it, and he's not going to be able to do it. That's why he wasn't able to do it. He was supposed to do it in private, like we saw before, the Nase of the Shemin in private. But here he was telling everybody, it did not work. So Elisha comes himself, Vayavo Elisha. And just one other ara, the Meshech Chachma, the end of Vayera, he has a couple of comments on the Haftorah. Why did Elisha send Gehazi first? He thought that it would be enough, the schus of her chesed. And that's why even without him being there, the chesed that she did, to be enough to be Mechai the child. But really it was her emunas chachamim, her emuna in Elisha, and that's why he had to go himself. Vayobo Elisha, Abaisa, he comes, Vihinenar Meis, Mushka Vamitaso. He closes the door, Vayispalel Hashem, and he davens. Interestingly, says the Malbim, by the other Nisim, he didn't have to daven. Here it says, Dafka Yidaven, because Tchias HaMesim is Dafka, Kodesh Baruch Hu's domain. So, Dafka here, he had a daven before the nace took place. Explains the Malbim in a beautiful lashon there on the pasuk. Vayalva yishkav al hayeled, vayasem piv al piv, mouth to mouth, einav al einav, akapav al kapav, and he blows into him, and the body of the yeled gets warm. Right, the Radak says every nace needs human input, so that's what's happening here, just like by Kriyas Yamsuf. And finally, vayashav elech babayis, he walks back and forth, he davens again, he does it again. The child sneezes seven times, wakes up, vatavo, and he says, call the Shunamis, tell her to come and take her child. That is number two. And finally, the third story here in the Perek, Elisha comes back to Gilgal, and there's a famine. The Bnei Nevi'im are sitting there, they don't know what to do. He says to his nar, Elisha says, go, put the pot on the fire, ubashel nezid, cook something. One of them went out to gather orot. Orot, this question of the Farshim, what is that? Some type of vegetable, some type of olives. Either way, Rashi says it was sam hamaves. They put it in the pot, vayavo vayifaleches, elsira nazid ki lo yado, and they stir it up. Vayitzu lanashim lecho, they start pouring it out and they start screaming, maves basir ishalokim, there's death here. Why did this happen? Some of the Farshim say because Gehazi was part of it too. He wasn't zoche to the nace, so they didn't eat it. Vayomer, he says, gechub kama, quickly take flour. Vayashlech alasir, put everything back in the pot, put the flour in, and it will become good, right? Just like the bitter waters and the bitter tree in the days of Mara, so too here. And that's what happened. It became, they all ate. Finally, the last two psukim, which is leading up to the next story, as Rabbi Yaakov points out often, the prakim aren't always correct because they're from non-Jewish sources and they sometimes mess up with their guessing where the parak should stop. The haftorah of Tazria is the last two psukim from this parak. We'll read it and we'll talk more about the story about Hashem next time. A man comes from Baal Shalisha and he brings a ton of food during this time of famine. Vayomer tein lahem vayochelu. Elisha says, give them to everybody. He says, I'm supposed to give. He has a certain amount of food. According to Chazal, there was over 2,000 Nevi'im there. Elisha says, put it down and there'll be enough. Kikar Hashem achol v'hoser. And there was plenty. The Baal HaTurim in Shmos Perek designed by the Man says, Vayotiru appears twice in Tanakh. In the Parsha of the Man, they left over against the will of God, and therefore it rotted. Here, they left over Kidvar Hashem, and therefore it was positive. Okay, we'll have to stop here. This awesome Perek Dalet here in Malachim Beis.